back at it here on the Steve Gerber Show. Trying to keep up with everything. We've got Ken Cuccinelli now joining us, the DHS Acting Deputy Secretary on the program. Ken, welcome back. Good to have you here, Mr. Secretary.
Good to be with you.
Always a pleasure. All right, so the question is, November 3rd, election security. You know, we've seen a lot of things that I think are screwy. I can't believe the Supreme Court is going to allow North Carolina to count votes for, what, 9 days after the election and said it's okay. We'll see if that stands and other challenges. But that's a different kind of election security. What kind of things are you prepared for come Tuesday? And then maybe more importantly, come Wednesday?
Well, you know, that's an interesting place to start. Your listeners should know it isn't likely that we're going to know the winner on election night. With less election workers because of COVID and much more labor-intensive work because of more paper ballots and how the voting has changed because of COVID, it's going to take substantially longer to count votes this year than before. That's not a mistake. We're trading speed for accuracy and auditability, which is one of the best pieces of insurance against fraud that we can have. But every state does this differently, and the Constitution makes the states responsible. At our level, we have put up internet surveillance. We've done tons and tons of testing of state systems. The president has made it a priority for the Department of Homeland Security to be able to assist state and local officials, and we've done literally hundreds and thousands of what are called remote penetration tests, vulnerability assessments, all
sure.
these sorts of things, so your election officials can tweak and improve the security of their own systems. And no foreign actor, no criminal, has ever affected a vote in an American election. We've already had over 70 million votes cast this
right.
year, more than half of the total for 2016, with still no effects on actual votes cast. Americans are deciding this American election so far.
Right. So we've heard about Russia and Iran, some interference. We heard that from the FBI. It's been a few days
yep.
now. China also of concern. Are those the three countries you concern yourself with most? And how do you blunt those threats? I mean, they're constant, aren't they? They're always trying to find a way in, not just to elections, but to everything, aren't they?
Well, they are. In fact, the Iran effort last week was directed specifically at the election, but if you saw some news on Russia, they just happened to stumble across, frankly, a little bit of voter information in a couple of counties. It wasn't anything associated with the election systems themselves, how votes are counted or cast, none of that. But because there are other efforts that you correctly refer to, they go after companies, they go after local governments, they just look for weaknesses that they can exploit. And they found a couple of those not too long ago and literally came across like pictures of voter postcards, things like that, that don't affect how votes are cast or counted, but do include voter data that they can then maybe send information to those people like Iran did. Iran's attempt was very much intentionally to agitate and divide us, and they were very direct about it.
So let me ask you this. I mean, let me ask you this. And I don't, you know, I don't want to get, you know, I don't know what line you can cross or can't cross. But does it concern you if there's a changing of the guard in the White House, if you will, about how we deal with some of these threats? Is that a fair way to ask the question?
Well, I mean, every president is different. President Trump has really turned us loose to be aggressive in this space to protect the secure space. And I mean, just last week we added further sanctions to Iran because of their election behavior. You know, that's something that President Trump has been very encouraging about. He wants us to do that. And like I said, he helped build this whole system over the last 3.5 years. Most of what I just described to you didn't exist 4 years ago. So we're in a much better place. I can't really say how anyone else would handle it other than to say they'd be different simply because every president is different. But I can tell you this president, in very simple terms, made it very clear that we are very free to make sure that Americans decide American elections. And we do provide aggressive responses, some of which, not surprisingly, go unseen. But others, like the sanctions I described, are quite public and, frankly, quite painful for the Iranians in this case.
Right. Very, very. Because you got to make them pay a price. I mean, that's the point.
Right.
You have to hold them accountable. And that's my, you know, and that's why I think the whole delivering cash to Iran in the dead of night was something that just didn't sit well with you. You're not holding them accountable. You're paying them off. I think that's why that sat so badly with so many people.
That $150 billion was almost four times their current annual trade. So, you know, it funded a lot of things. Whereas more recently, in the last few years under the Trump administration, you've seen this president's pressure campaign really hurt their economy and, critically, their government. Because we really don't want to hurt the people. But we do want to get after a government that is still a state sponsor of terrorism. And President Trump has been very successful in that.
Right.
And Iran doesn't like it. They don't like it.
All right. So what's your advice for people if there's not going to be an outcome? First of all, how do we reassure people about election integrity? That's number one. And number two, if there's not an outcome, because people are concerned about, you know, violence in Portland and Minneapolis and Philadelphia and all these other places, we're seeing these outbreaks of violence. You know, where do we go from there?
Well, certainly, you know, the Department of Justice and Department of Homeland Security prepare for the possibility of escalated violence. But just like the elections, first and foremost, that's a local and state responsibility. We are here to help if requested. President Trump has made no secret of his willingness to be supportive, to maintain law and order, to protect everyone in every community in America. And we stand ready to do that if the need arises. We do have plans in place for that. You know, you mentioned some places, of course, Philadelphia, where you had police backing away from a knife-wielding guy charging at them, finally took shots, and he died. So there's spontaneous rioting over that. I mean, the Los Angeles Dodgers win the World Series. They didn't lose it. They won it. So naturally, we riot. you know, there are some problems. There are a lot of people in this country making excuses to be violent and to loot and to destroy. And that is just something that President Trump will not tolerate under any circumstances, regardless of the outcome next Tuesday.
There you go. Ken Cuccinelli, always good to have you here, sir, DHS Acting Deputy Secretary. I wish you well, and I wish our nation well over the next five days.
Me too. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Me
God
too.
Bless America. Thank you. All right, coming up after the break, we're going to take a deep breath, a cleansing breath. We're going to talk football for a moment with Tim Stout, the Dean of Sports, college football, sports in general. Haven't talked much about it. It's on Fox noon Saturday, Michigan State, Michigan. What kind of a game will it be? We'll talk about that after the break.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor, Managing Director with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
If you could lock in the price of propane for less than a dollar a gallon for the next 25 years, would you do it? Well Connect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you thousands of dollars. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change? Well Connect might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. Well Connect will pay for itself, and it will keep you comfortable the whole year. Well Connect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a Well Connect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 or go to their website, wellconnectsaves.com. 989-356-2113, wellconnectsaves.com. Get a Well Connect. It's a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.